Newfoundland Growlers owner Dean McDonald is laying out long-term guarantees that if he were to purchase the Mile One Center, it would not in any way eventually be sold or repurposed. John Sam's lawyer with Stuart McKilvey Law in St. John's is going to help us make sense of the legalities around selling the Mile One Center. John, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So, John, many in the public, who I'm hearing from at least, they want those guarantees confirmed in some sort. Can these type of guarantees be established in concrete terms legally?
Absolutely. Things like this are very commonly found in such commercial arrangements, particularly when it concerns real property or property such as the Mile One Center building. I mean, you know, if you want to know the legal term would be simply a restrictive covenant, and that restrictive covenant would set out what restrictions would be on the use of the property, and that would obviously be a condition of sale. You know, it really strikes me as a false boogeyman that, you know, there could be some sort of total limitation on the fact that Mile One would remain a sports and entertainment facility if it were to be sold or if there were to be some sort of partnership. Because, you know, these are really common. It's certainly something that could easily be done in a commercial arrangement and in the legal language. And I guess the only thing beyond that that you have to keep in mind, of course, is that it would impact value, right? So anytime that you're entering into a commercial arrangement like this, if you're putting restrictions on the use of the land or the use of the property, then the question is, okay, well, what is that worth? And I think that would be something that would have to be hammered out in negotiations.
Let's say McDonald were to eventually try and sell the building, and whether it's a decade or 20 years from now, and again, this is all hypothetical, but would there be anything legally binding that then prevents that buyer from repurposing?
Yes. Well, I mean, there's always the famous language that comes from a lawyer's mouth in that it depends. And of course, you know, in this hypothetical scenario, we don't see what the language is, and we don't know the substance of the negotiations. But yes, generally speaking, if you are going to buy a piece of land, generally speaking, there are things that run with the land. For example, you know, if you buy a house, if you look at most people's title documents, you'll see what's called an easement for Newfoundland Power to run a power line across the property. You know, that's something that runs with the land, notwithstanding who owns it, depending on the language of the deed. So these are things that stick with it, and you know, the status of the building can certainly be protected as a sport and entertainment facility. And you know, I really question where the narrative comes from about it being turned into condos. As far as I've heard, is that the proponent wants to make this a sports and entertainment facility, and is willing to spend up to $25 million in an asset that's currently losing millions of dollars a year to turn it into a bigger and better sports entertainment facility. So I'd be a little bit surprised if somebody was willing to spend $25 million on an asset and then tear that down and turn it into a condo. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me.
Once you make a public asset private, is there ever really a way to reverse it after that point?
Well, I'm not sure if what the public versus private distinction really tells us in this case. I mean, actually, I would say in the context of Mile One Center, when you look at it from a legal standpoint, whether it be in taxation purposes or for the purposes of valuation for selling, when you look at Mile One asset right now, if you were to maintain that for its current purpose, which is a sports and entertainment facility, I would say that it is actually a misnomer to call it a public asset. It's really a public liability. And insofar as what it's worth to the City of St. John's right now, it's worth negative $3 million a year. They, you know, they're losing it. And so really what I see the proponent trying to do is to try to take that over and to try to turn it into something better. So that I'll just say that on the outset. But really, I think that your question's getting to the same thing, is whether or not, you know, there can be language put into the commercial arrangement or into the commercial agreement that can maintain the status of the building as a sports and entertainment facility. And the answer is simply yes. The ultimate question is going to be how that affects the value of the building at the end of the day.
Right. So we heard Dean McDonald say he would be open to some kind of partnership if necessary with the city. Is there a middle ground here legally in which there could be some kind of partnership or arrangement in which the city might still own the building, but McDonald has control of operations?
Yes, absolutely. And again, you know what, you're talking about a sort of commercial arrangement there whereby you'd have to strike that, and the language would have to be clear. But the most straightforward way for that to happen would be a long-term lease, right? So instead of, you know, the proponent purchasing the building, you'd have Mr. McDonald, I suppose, you know, leasing the building from the city.
Right.
The only thing that I'd caution there in that scenario is if if the proponent is saying that he wants to invest $25 million into it, well, I'm sure that his legal advice would be, well, why would you, want to invest $25 million into a building that you don't own? So again, that would have to be a matter of negotiation as between the city and the proponent for how the economics of that would work. And the legal term that we talk about, and that is tenant improvements and how those are valued. But to answer your question in the simplest manner, the answer is yes. It'll just depend on the mechanics of the deal.
John Sams, lawyer with Stuart McKilvey Law in St. John's. Thanks for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thanks very much.
So, meanwhile, St. John's councillor Jamie Korab says the KPMG report into the sale of the Mile One Centre will be released publicly in the next couple of weeks. St. John's Sports and Entertainment Subcommittee, they'll meet with KPMG to discuss the findings this week. From there, the report goes to the whole St. John's Sports and Entertainment Board before then being given to council, at which point that report will be made public. Now, in a release, Korab says if they did decide to explore privatization, they will need to have a competitive process. He says if they were to engage now with one potential owner, they could unfairly disadvantage a competitive bidding process. Therefore, they will not be meeting with Mr. McDonald or any other potential owner for the Mile One. Of course, that comes as we've heard Dean McDonald say, just give us a meeting. This is why the city is not giving them that meeting.